Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
It will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this second quarter as they lead Jonesboro 8-4. Low scoring affair so far, especially on the side of the LA Hurricane. I noticed one player I haven't seen yet for Jonesboro is Destiny Salary. She was one of their best players last year, so I don't know if she's hurt or if she's in Coach Christenberry's doghouse. Anyway, we're back underway as Martin inbounds it to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles between the circles, now goes over to the left side, throws up top to Payne, gives it there to Yates. Yates is going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good. Ball will roll out of bounds, and it will be Jonesboro's basketball as we are 16 seconds into the second quarter. Four-point Lady Bomber advantage. Ariana Hardaway will walk the ball across the timeline. Takes the screen, dribbles to the right side. Is going to pull up for the jumper. No good, and the rebound is controlled offensively by Jackson. She will kick it out to Scott. Scott's dribbling down into lane, going to pull up for the jumper. It rolls around. That one will not go either. Thomas gets another offensive rebound. Her follow will not go either. Ariana Hardaway gets another offensive board for the Lady Hurricane. Dribbles out to the wing, throws it there to Scott. Scott's going to pull up for the three-pointer. That one will not go either. And finally, Mount Holmes comes up with the board. Martin throws it into the front court to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles towards the left elbow, throws it to Payne on the left side. Her three-pointer misses everything. Offensive rebound for Martin. She pulls up for the jumper in the lane. That one will not go. Boy, man, they're having a tough time with these rims tonight. Here's Ariana Hardaway back the other way. She's going into the lane for the layup. Well, that one will not go. Thomas gets the offensive rebound. She goes up with it, is fouled, and will head to the free throw line for a pair. Emma Martin picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two, against the Lady Bombers. So Destiny Thomas will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight for Jonesboro. Thomas's first free throw is up and in. So that makes it back to a one possession game. One more free throw coming up for Thomas. Thomas' second shot is up, and she gets both. Destiny Thomas with her first 2 points of the night, and it's back to a two-point margin, 8-6. Mountain Home leading it, 6:48 left in the first quarter as Gilbert is into the front court. Gilbert dribbles to the left side, throws up top to Martin, takes a screen from Foreman, goes to the right side, throws up top to Yates. Yates throws it into the paint to two Foremans going in for the late. Nope, they're going to, I thought they were about to call a foul, but nope, they're going to say she traveled before that. That is Mount Holmes' second turnover of the night. 6.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Jonesboro has the ball with a chance to either tie or take the lead back on this possession. Here is Ariana Hardaway dribbling to the right side. Throws up top to Jackson. She almost was not expecting that. Jackson will dribble toward the left wing, gives up top to Kiana Hardaway. Kiana Hardaway dribbles down towards the low block, going in for the layup, and it rolls around and goes in. Kiana Hardaway with her first 2 points. That's her first tie of the night. We're knotted up at 8-all with about 6 minutes left of the half. Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. Dribbles toward the right side. Tries to force it down to Foreman. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Jonesboro. Back come the Lady Hurricane. Ball goes down to Thomas quickly into the paint where her layup will not go. She gets her own rebound. She cannot get the foul to go. And this time it is Anna Aston Yates coming up with the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Lady Bombers dodge a bullet there. Here is Gilbert throwing it to Martin on the left side. Up top to Yates. Yates is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Aston Yates with 6 points. Mountain Home leading 11-8 with 5:23 left in the half. Here is Ariana Hardaway dribbling to the left wing for the Lady Hurricane. She'll take the screen, dribble towards the free throw line, pull up for the jumper. No good, and the rebound was knocked around and finally controlled by Addison Yates. She'll give it to Martin, who will walk it into the front court. Martin dribbles to the right side. Takes the screen for Foreman, throws it up top to Yates. Yates saw about three, instead she's going to go down to the lane, going up for the layup. There, I think they're going to wave that off and call a travel. Yes, they are. She did shuffle her feet a little too much there. Lexi Laws and Kayla Foots checking back in for Jonesboro, who, as they replace Lakia Scott and Destiny Thompson. Now Jonesboro is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 4:51 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home leading Jonesboro 11-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Well, Jonesboro takes their first, they takes actually the first time out of the game with 4:51 left of the first half. Mount Home leads the Lady Hurricane by a score of 11-8. Laws will inbound it to Ariana Hardway, who will walk it across the timeline. Excuse me. Mount Home once again in a man-to-man defense. Ariana Hardway has it on the left side, now dribbles towards the free throw line. Almost lost the handle of the ball, now kicks over to Kiana Hardway. Kiana Hardway goes down into the paint. Now kicks, throws up top to Jackson, and Jackson just shuffled her feet a little bit before she started dribbling. As a travel call against the Lady Hurricane. Both teams now with 4 turnovers in this contest. 4.5 minutes left in the first half. Lady Bombers get it back, leading by 3. Gilbert will take the inbound pass from Martin and walk it into the front court. Gilbert drills to the left side. Throws up top to Yates. Yates will give it to Martin on the right. Martin throws back up top to Yates. Yates is going to dribble down into the lane. Kick it to Gilbert on the left elbow. Throws over to Martin on the right side. Down to Foreman on the low block. Throws it up top to Yates. Yates is going to try for another 3. Good! Aston Yates with 9 points. 14-8. Mountain Home leading by 6 with 4 minutes left in the half. Here is Ariana Hardway. Throws over on the left side to Jackson. Jackson's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the 3-point line. That one will not go. Payne gets a long rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert quickly into the front court, throws it to Yates near the left corner, throws it up top to Payne. Payne dribbles to the left side, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to try for the 3. This one will not go, and Jackson gets the rebound. Back comes Jonesboro. Ariana Hardway quickly into the front court, going down to the low block, and she's going to go up for the jumper. Rolls around, will not go, and Martin comes up with the rebound, and now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 3.5 minutes left in the first half. Mountain Home leading Jonesboro 14-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, each team has spent a timeout now. Mountain Home takes that one with 3.5 minutes left of the first half as they lead Jonesboro 14-8. Again, this is the 5A East opener for both teams. Real quickly, starting conference play tonight around the 5A East. Searcy is hosting Paragould tonight. Nelton is just over on the other side of town is entertaining Greene County Tech as Marion is home against West Memphis. Here's Gilbert into the front court, throws up top to Foreman. Over to Martin near the right corner. Martin dribbles out a little more to the wing. Tries to throw a lob pass to Yates. Ball is knocked around and stolen by Jonesboro. Fifth turnover of the night against Mountain Home. Here's Ariana Hardaway quickly back the other way. She's going to dribble down to the lane. Going up for the running jumper. No good. And rebound controlled by Aston Yates. She'll give it to Gilbert, who's quickly across the timeline. Gilbert drills down into lane. Going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact. And will head to the free throw line with 2:58 left in the first half. Chassie Jackson picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 5 against Jonesboro here in the first half. So 2 shots for Kay Gilbert. First one is up and in. That was her first free throw attempt of the night. Chassie Jackson's going to check out of the game with 2 fouls. So she'll be replaced by Kayla Foots. Second shot for Gilbert is up. Good. She gets both. She now has 4 points. And Mountain Home has a 3-possession lead now, 16-8 our score, with less than 3 minutes left of the half. Ariana Hardway into the front court for the Lady Hurricane. She'll dribble to the right side. Still has it there on the wing. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Thomas just outside the paint. She finds Ariana Hardaway. Now ball goes to Foots. Over to Jackson. I'm sorry, to Scott. She has her pocket picked by Emma Martin, who's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. No good, but she'll head to the free throw line with 2:28 left in the first half. That foul is going to be called on Kayla Foots, her first personal foul, team foul number 6 against the Lady Kane. So Emma Martin at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, no good. Kiana Hardaway checking back in for Jonesboro as Lakia Scott will head to the bench. She was the one who got her pocket picked on that last play. Martin's second shot is up. No good. She misses both. And rebounds controlled by Thomas, and back comes Jonesboro. Less than 2.5 minutes left in this first half. Mount Home with an 8-point lead. Ball goes over to Kiana Hardaway on the left side. She's going to drill towards the right elbow. Now goes to the wing. Trying to figure out where to go with it, and finds Foots cutting into the lane. Her shot was blocked. Ball still loose, and ball goes out of bounds. Are they going to call a foul there? Yeah, they're going to call a foul on Mountain Home, looks like. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 3 against Mountain Home here in this first half. 2:06 left in the second quarter. Mountain Home leading 16-8. Ariana Hardaway inbounds it to Destiny Thomas on the left side. Now throws it up top to Foots. Now Ariana Hardaway has it once again as she'll set up the offense. Over to Kiana Hardaway on the left wing. She's going to drill down into the lane. Almost has the ball knocked away. Gives it to Foots on the right side. She drills to the corner. Back to Kiana Hardaway at the right elbow. She picks up her drill, throws it up top to Ariana Hardaway. 1:40 left in the half. Now Wallace has it up at the top. She'll set up the offense for the Lady Hurricane. Lawless throws over on the right side to Ariana Hardaway. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Anna Grace Foreman. She throws it quickly into the front court to Emma Martin. Emma Martin's going into the lane for the layup. No good. Yates for the offensive rebound. Tries to give it to Foreman. She couldn't handle the pass, and Jonesboro comes up with the steal. Ariana Hardaway throws it to Lawless in the left corner. Lawless going to pull up for the jumper just outside the lane. Good. Lexi Laws with her first 2 points. Mountain Homes leads back to 2 possessions, 16-10 our score, with about a minute left of the half. Kind of a low-scoring affair so far between both teams. Kate Gilbert dribbling towards the right side, gives it there to Martin. Martin will dribble up to the top, now finds Payne there. Payne will give it to Gilbert on the left, now to Martin. Martin finds Payne. Payne's going to drill towards the lane. Now kicks back out to Gilbert. Gilbert throws over to Martin on the right side. Martin will kick it out to Payne. Over to Aston Yates in the left corner. Back over to Payne. Payne gives up top to Martin. Payne will dribble toward the right side. Gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles toward the left. Now goes back up top. Gives it there to Martin. Over to Yates on the left side. 20 seconds left. Gilbert throws over to Emma Martin. Martin dribbles up to the wing. Throws up top to Yates. Yates is going to find Foreman in the lane for the layup. No good. And just a little too far into that basket. Thomas gets a rebound. Back comes Jonesboro. 8 seconds left. Jonesboro with a chance to cut it. Mount Holmes lead even further. Ariana Hardaway drills into the lanes. Going up for the layup. Will be fouled with about a second and a half left. And will head to the free throw line. Emma Martin picks up her second personal foul. That's the fourth team foul against Mountain Home here in this first half. So Ariana Hardaway at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Her first shot will not go. So one more free throw coming up for Hardaway. Second shot is up. Good. She gets one of two. She now has 5 points. And it's a 5-point lead for Mountain Home, but they do have a chance to get one more shot off, maybe. That's not going to do it, as Emma Martin was just too far back. And so that's going to be the end of the first half. 2 quarters are in the books. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Jonesboro 16-11. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.